With months behind us since the coronavirus hit the United States, there have been mixed messages about its seriousness. Healthcare officials have been warning that we are not even out of the first wave, with an increasing number of questions about the after effects, even if one recovers from the virus. Meanwhile, political leaders have played down the pandemic, with a number of states reopening after the initial shutdown when the pandemic first appeared. Delmarva Public Media's Hal Wilson talked with emergency physician Mike Murphy about what he has seen as the virus continues to spread.
Have we learned anything new about the residual effect of this disease?
I guess a little bit. It's like we said, 80% of people don't have any symptoms. So for them, it's possible they won't have any residual effect. But it does still affect the vascular system, the blood system. And it's also affecting the nervous system. And so a lot of the patients that have gotten critically ill have problems with persistently dysfunctioning or not well-functioning nerves in the legs, in the arms, trouble walking. There's also, you know, people that have or form blood clots if they're large enough, if they could have persistent problems with kidney failure and requiring dialysis. Patients that have blood clots in their lungs, that always affects the future function of the heart and lungs and their ability to function properly. And so, as with any disease that causes severe illness, where you end up in an intensive care unit, you're going to have a number of side effects. These seem to be primarily related to the heart and lungs, but kidney and brain can also be affected as well.
How do we continue if we feel that this is not something to be taken seriously, Michael? If we feel that and act as though it's kind of overblown?
Well, I guess that's the key question for our entire society, really. To address the idea that it's overblown, I think perhaps the folks that you're interacting with, we are not hit as hard as most places in the U.S. have been. I think if you talk to someone from New York City, someone who currently lives in Houston, Tampa Bay, Jacksonville, Miami, the places that are hit hard where ICUs are packed and hospitals are essentially becoming overwhelmed, I don't think that they would consider this to be overblown. You have to keep in mind over 500,000 people worldwide have died from this virus. Say 2 million people in the U.S. have tested positive, probably 10 times as many as that have it. That's 20 million people out of 300 million. I don't know how to describe this as overblown, except that there has to be some thought. And I think one of the key things that you said was that Dr. Fauci is interested in is the scientific treatment of this virus. And the difficulty is the unfortunate mixture of science with politics that's gone on in the United States, that there are those who kind of feel that this is a politically motivated situation designed to embarrass certain members of the political ruling class, as opposed to an actual scientific situation, which is how we need to be treating it. I think if you look at it from a strictly scientific standpoint, it's not overblown.
Emergency physician Mike Murphy with host Hal Wilson on the impact of the coronavirus pandemic. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.